Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 3, 1805. All hands employed. The captains and the men are all very busy doing routine work, so the journal entries are, again, very short. Captain Clark writes today,
"A fine day. Wind from the west. A large flock of ducks pass up the river. Visited by Black Cat, chief of the Mandans, second chief, and a big belly. They stayed but a short time. We informed those chiefs of the news received from the Arikaras. All hands employed. Captain William Clark, March 3, 1805.
The flight of ducks going north is a harbinger of spring, as is the ice breaking up and the temperature moderating. The captains were not worried about the rumors that the Sioux were planning an attack in the spring and would attempt to kill them. They knew that they would be gone and traveling west by that time. They spent much of their time this month listening to the Indians and analyzing lines the chiefs drew on a dirt floor. Mounds of earth were made on the lines to indicate terrain features. The captains were handicapped by their inability to speak the Indian languages. Languages sifted through a series of interpreters did not work as well as signs and pictures. One of the chiefs told Clark there would be a tremendous waterfall ahead, and then he would see the land of the Shining Mountains, the Rocky Mountains. As he spoke, he probably made larger mounds on the lines in the dirt. A picture's worth a thousand words. Tomorrow, a request for silk.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.